בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום חמישי בשבת קודש, לסדר ויצא. Today is דלת בכסלב. I want to point something out. I didn't even say it, you're laughing. Anyway. You know, there's a lot to be said. There's a raging movement today in Am Yisrael, and it's picking up a lot of steam. It seems to be very popular. No, it's not called the musical Hallel. No. It's called surface Judaism. Surface. Superficial. Shallow. You know, like the kiddie pool? You know, like if you're an Olympic swimmer and you're like, yeah, I'd rather hang out in the 2.5 feet and, you know, kind of just kick my feet there. But you're an Olympic swimmer. But you're a gold medalist. No, I like the shallow. I like the kiddie stuff. Right? Mazi, you might be... Well, you know where I'm going. Every Yid Rabotai is an Olympic swimmer. Born gold medalist. And instead of taking advantage of that, as the Rambam says that we're Am Chacham V'Navon, we're deep, we're penetrating, we're intelligent, some people just fall for the shallow because it's easy, because it's quick, because it doesn't require too much, you know, thought. Chaval, chaval. Yesterday morning, I gave my halacha tidbit, if you remember, about names. Names a big thing. Very, very big thing. According to the Pshat and according to the Sod, a very, very important thing. Ari HaKadosh writes Meforash that a person's life source, person's chayut, comes from the letters of his name. We don't play games with names. Maran Zichron Vracha, that was one of the things that, you know, upset him, that people used to come to him with all sorts of weird names. You know, he was Sandak a lot. Ebritot. And random people would come and use random names, and he would get upset, not at the person necessarily, but like, why? And, you know, thank you. I also pointed out, regular... No, that's fine. It's a regular day. It's not a hazelnut day. Anyway, Bekitzer... regular day. You know, sometimes there are certain people, I hear this all the time, and you know, when it comes to names, people start getting all, you know, as superficial as people are, they get even more doorknob when it comes to names. I'm not sure why that is, but you know, people say, I've heard this before, you shouldn't name the name Rachel. They say, Maran Zichron Lebracha and Chaim Ben Tzion said not to name the name Rachel because she had a hard life, right? Because she suffered a lot. Ez a shtuyot. Ez a shikir. What are you talking about? And I tell people, do you know anybody in Tanakh? Do you know anybody in Shas? Or anybody that was anybody for Am Yisrael that didn't have a hard life? You know anybody like that? Yeah, Avraham Avinu, Eser Nisyonot, yeah, you know, almost losing it all, Akedat Yitzchak, yeah, stuff like that, right? Sarah Imenu, right? Sarah, how'd you like, not you, Chalina, how would a person like infertility for 90 years? How's that? Easy peasy, yeah? Nachon, kol ze akol, Yaakov Avinu, David HaMelech, Sarah, achar Tzara. But Rachel had a hard life. What are you talking about? Is a shtuyot. Anybody in life that made it to be something in Am Yisrael required some sort of self-sacrifice. Required nisyonot. You had to... I heard something yesterday. I didn't even know how to react. A certain person reached out after my halacha tidbits. Yesterday, I guess, hit a raw nerve by some people because we talked about names. Names are a big thing. So a person called, he told me, reached out, said that approximately 15 years ago, I don't know what he was going through. He had a beautiful, nice Jewish name. I'm not going to say, I don't want to give any identifying remarks. Yeah? Let's say his name was Yosef. Beautiful Jewish name, whatever. And who knows what he was going through? And he goes to a certain name guru. And the name guru tells him, right, it has to, with the eyes also, the, right, you know the, you know what I'm talking about? The eye flicker when you, huh? No, no, when he's connecting to the Olamot Ayonim, when he's making contact, you know, ET phone home. Anyway, Bekitzer, so he tells him, your name is not Matim. Yosef Lotov. What? He tells him, he asks him, why not? Well, hold on. And he says it's not, it doesn't fit with your other family members. It doesn't fit. Because Yosef is a puzzle piece that's meant to fit with other, you have what I'm saying? Okay? So he says, so what should I do? He says, Yosef is no good anymore. You now have to be, Yoshua Hanania. What? And the guy bought it. And he did it. And it's not the first time I've heard about this kind of thing. Eze shtuyot. That's not Jewish. Not Jewish. It's not a Jewish thing. Lo ken da'at rabotenu. What are you talking about? What? Do you know what it means? You look in the Sfarim, what it means to change a name, what it means to add on, even adding on to a name. Well, it's not a joke. It's not a game. What kind of thing is that? Yeah, no, it's not. You're Yosef Zelotov Lecha. You're not Yosef anymore. Now you're Moshe Chaim. Poof. You know, and people buy it because you know what I said? I pointed out. I'm on a group with a few other Rabbanim, Bnei Torah Mamash. And I was venting yesterday because it bothered me so much. And I said a point. Today, you know what people associate holiness with? When do people consider somebody holy? No. Can I say something? White beard? White beard means holiness? I don't know about that because there's, you know, there's a figure that the Goyim have during this time of year. He's also got a white beard. You know what I'm talking about? Zelo, that's not it. In this generation, in order, well, people perceive holiness to be how creepy you are. If you're really creepy, you must be really holy. It's not gauged by how much avodah pnimit you did, how much you worked on yourself, how your midot are. It's just external creepiness, right? If you look creepy, that's holiness, right? That's surface Judaism. Judging a person's holiness, going to ask shailas based on how creepy a person is? No. This is not Am Yisrael. This is not what the Rambam says, that Am Yisrael is an intelligent nation. You ever seen Avotenu v'Rabotenu do something like that? You ever see something like that?
What do you mean by creepy?
Huh?
What do you mean by creepy?
You know what I mean. Like,
shuffling faces.
Faces and esoteric and mystical and whatever. What about rolling up your sleeves and learning Musar? What about breaking bad midot? What about mastering Shas? What about being a Baal Chesed to people? That is how holiness is gauged. How much avodat midot a person's able to do. And then what? I want to make a disclaimer that this is not Am Yisrael. This is not the way Am Yisrael works. Oh, you're having a problem, right? There's some tension in the family. Let's add a name. Let's subtract the name. Let's switch it because it doesn't fit. That's not Jewish. Maybe in some odd religion they do stuff like that, but not Judaism. Sorry, not mine. Lo kach kibalti merabotai. And I don't think, you know, she'al avicha v'yagedcha zekinecha v'yomeru lach. We're only as good as our Mesorah. No Mesorah does that. It's off. You know, in life, there's a saying, if it walks like a duck, and talks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Right? In Judaism, it's the same thing. If it looks off, and it sounds off, and it seems off, and it's not sourced in Shas and Poskim, or the Divrei Mekubalim, right? You want to tell me this guy, big Mekubal, where does the Ariya Kadosh, where does the Ben Chaim Vital, where does the Rashash talk about switching a perfectly good Jewish name because it doesn't fit with the family members? You see, they speak about changing the name of Rishaim. You see that, a person has a Shem Rasha. You see that if a person's sick, the Poskim discuss adding a name. But your name not fitting with your family members, reading ketubot and saying, no, your name doesn't fit in your ketubah when the gematria is backwards because you can't fit in the back. What is this? Judaism or Tetris? Mazi. That's not the derech. Sorry. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. I don't care what you say. If you can't source it, you're fake news. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you learned. I don't care how holy you seem or how creepy you are. If you can't source it, you're a faker. It's got to be sourced. Welcome to Am Yisrael. Look at all the she'elot u'tshuvot of the poskim. They asked, look in she'elot u'tshuvot Rashba, Rishonim, Achronim. They asked the Mishayla. I think, why didn't the Rashba just close his eyes and whatever and say, halacha kacha? No. How are tshuvot written? Look in the Shas. Delve. Find. No, but that's halacha. This is mysticism, right? Mysticism is different. She'elot u'tshuvot Kabbalah. What are you, crazy? It's even more dangerous in the fridge. Rabotai, be careful. Don't be a surface Jew. Don't be an Olympic swimmer that gets stuck drowning in the kiddie pool in the 2 feet. There's a lot of people who do that. You got to be really talented to drown in the 2 feet when you're 6 feet tall. Nachon? Unfortunately, a lot of people do that. Manually drowning themselves in superficiality when they could be gold medalists and winning the gold. Don't be superficial, be deep. Follow the Masorah of the Shas and Poskim. Mekubalim, if it says it, okay, bevadai. Don't make up Kabbalah. Don't equate creepiness with Mekubal. If it doesn't say it, if it's not sourced, it doesn't exist. If it's weird and it's off, and Rabotenu Aposkim and Mekubalim didn't do it, it doesn't belong to this religion. Make no mistake. Don't follow the herd. The herd is doing it. Who cares? Who are they? Am Yisrael is only as strong as the Mesorah. You have the Mesorah. Latch on to a Rebbe who's teaching it well, who belongs to that school of thought where you're not taught to be stupid. You're taught to think. You're not taught to be a zombie and not to ask and to accept things when they're told to you. You ask shailas. And if it's weird and if it's off, you question it. Is this really Masoret Yisrael? Hakduma? Where does it say it? Why don't we find Gdolei Yisrael acting the same way as you? How come we didn't find Maran Zichrono Lebracha? Or of Eliashiv? Or of Vosner? Or of Chaim Kanievsky? Or Chacham Ben Zion or any of the Gdolei Olam saying, your name doesn't fit. Poof. Now you're something else. You know why? People are easy to... This is just another brand. This is just another... It's not another Misorah. There's the brand name, and then there's the knockoffs. There's the fakes, right? It says the same brand, nachon? But it's a fake. It's Canal Street. You understand? Don't drown yourself in the kiddie pool. You're greater than that. Yom Tov.